guys. Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for TV. Tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about financing. If you went back and looked at my video where I was talking about traveling the world, and that was my passion is traveling, some of you guys said, well, you know, that's all fine and well, but I don't have the finances to do that, and I don't have the work, and I can barely pay my bills, and I get that, and I understand that. Not everybody has the same opportunities everywhere. But I wanted to take a minute tonight and talk about that, because part of being a happy guy that's doing his own thing and being a bachelor is having financial independence and being happy. One of the things that I think I wanted to remind some of you is that I'm 47 years old now. And when I was in my 20s, I did not have much money. As a matter of fact, I was in the military from 18 to 22, and they didn't pay me very well. And when I finished with that, I got a job for minimum wage because I had a car payment and car insurance to pay for. And I ended up moving back home for about a year while I kind of got on my feet after the military. And I made minimum wage. I was a dishwasher, and it wasn't what I wanted to do, but when you have bills to pay, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And when I did that, I also got a part-time job, and I was cleaning the office of a financial service. And they did small loans, things like that. And as I was doing that, they had a position open up for a job, and I interviewed. And I got the job, and I think I got a raise to maybe $7 or $7.50 an hour. This is when minimum wage was $5.25. And I worked at that job, and I worked diligently for about 3 years, and I got a raise to a loan officer and a debt collector. And then I did that for another year, and I got a promotion to assistant manager, and then I got a promotion to manager about 2 years after that. And once I did that for about a year, I got enough title and knowledge under my belt that I could interview for other positions. And by the time all was said and done, I was probably, I want to say 28, 29, maybe 30, somewhere in there. I don't remember exactly when I moved on to my next career. And at that time, maybe I was scratching $30,000 a year. But I lived in a pretty big city, and big cities pay better than rural cities. But since that time, you know, I always put away money. And as a matter of fact, I almost always had a part-time job. And because I did date, but at the time I only casually dated, I wasn't interested in a serious relationship. And because I liked being alone and I wanted to save money, I had kind of plans for it. Now, later on, I did get married and divorced, but we both kept what we brought to the relationship, so I didn't really lose any money. Believe me, I feel very lucky about that today. But the point of it all is that I don't know everyone's circumstance, and everybody's circumstance is going to be different. But if you can look for opportunities to better yourself through getting good promotions, interviewing with jobs and positions that you think are a little bit out of your reach, because if you can interview well, you may have a shot at it, and most of the time they give you on-the-job training, and they give you a few months of leeway, so if you're sharp and you can pick things up at a pretty good rate, you'll have a pretty good chance at that. By having a part-time job, it'll fill a lot of your free time, so you're not worried about how to spend your money. You're pretty busy making money at that point. And then investing as best you can. And I'm not going to give any investing advice because that's not my forte. I know how to take care of myself in the investing world, but I don't have any credentials to give you guys that advice. The other thing I can say is saving money at every opportunity available. Now, I'll go to the extremes. This doesn't mean you have to go to the extremes, but I'll tell you some of the extremes. For breakfast, eating a couple of fried or boiled eggs, little butter. Eggs are cheap comparatively. At least, you know, when I was in the Philippines and when I was in Southeast Asia, they were cheap. When I was in Europe, they were still pretty cheap. Here in America, they were cheap. I don't know what it's like in Northern European countries. But I could have fried eggs or something like that pretty cheap. Rice is cheap. Boiling your own beans. Don't get them in a can, but getting dried beans is pretty cheap. And if you sacrifice and pinch down, your meals are going to be super boring, but you can save money. You can eat literally for a dollar or two a day. Now, that's the extreme, and obviously we're not going to do that. But if you want to save bad enough to better your situation, you can. I had the old Nokia phones. You'll see memes made of them. but they were had a black and white screen that was about that big, and they were darn near crush proof, and the battery would last a week. Even when the iPhone came out, and the iPhone 2 and the iPhone 3, I think it was around the iPhone 4 or 5 when I started getting dating again, where I needed to text people, and instead of pushing the number pads a zillion times, you could swipe and text, and people wanted me to send me photos, mostly girls, and there's certain photos that you definitely want to get when you're getting back in the dating scene from girls. So I said, okay, I'll step up to a phone, and I bought a used iPhone 2 or 3 when the 4 and 5 was out. I bought a few models back. I've done the same thing with vehicles. Right now I'm driving a 2005 Toyota 4Runner. I picked it up on a great deal, and I've had this thing forever. But it's inexpensive, it's paid for, and the only thing I pay for is insurance and fuel on it. But having no payment for 10 years on a vehicle means I can tuck money away. I've rented in some pretty bad places to save money. For a long period of time, I didn't have internet. I would actually go down to one of the local coffee shops. I would download and torrent, and use a VPN if you do that. I download and torrent a bunch of movies. I'd update my video games if I needed to on an old crummy laptop that I had had for, I don't know, since some of the first laptops came out. But I'd take it back and I'd load it up over onto an external hard drive. As a matter of fact, I still even have that hard drive. This thing has lasted me forever. And I'd transfer everything over to a little bit better computer that I could play games on and had a little bit bigger screen so I could watch my movies. I didn't pay for internet. I didn't pay for home phone. I didn't pay for cable. The only bills I really had was electricity. And even then, I usually didn't run the air conditioner in the summer. And in the wintertime, I would set my heat to turn on at about 60 to 65 degrees. So I was always walking around in sweatpants, big thick wool socks, slippers, you know, sweatshirt. And I have a little toboggan or a beanie, I don't know what you want to call it. And I'd put that on my bald head so I didn't freeze to death. But by doing that, you can really, really cut down on how much you spend. And this isn't to tell you guys how to live your life. That's not what I'm doing. But what I am trying to say is there are ways that if you really look into it, there's a guy named Dave Ramsey you can research. And there's another one, I'll see if I can remember his name. It's not coming to me off the top of my head, but there's websites that you can go to look up how to save money. Another thing, don't get in debt. Don't pay or buy anything that you can't pay for up front. Interest may not be much, but on a credit card where there's 10, 15, 30% interest, that'll cost you a heck of a lot of money in the long time. Video games, if you're still into that, wait until they're 2 or 3 years old. The game's going to be just as good, even though it's not cutting edge. But if you're like me and you go on Steam, I'm buying games that I wanted 5 and 6 years ago for $5 a pop instead of spending 60 bucks new. So I guess what I'm saying to you guys is that there are opportunities out there, especially when you're younger and money's tight. But somewhere I was reading, and please double check me on the web with this, but I believe I read that at 18, if you tuck away the equivalent of $100 US, so what that would be in euros, I'm not sure, into an investment, something that would give you money, whether it's stock market or something along those lines, that by the time you got to 65, you'd have $1 million just by doing $100 a month. Now, over time, obviously, as you increase that, that you'd get a lot larger return. But the trick for the best returns is to put it in as young as possible and let it get in there and let it accrue. And again, I can't advise you guys on finances, but I can tell you that there are ways that you can better your situation. And lastly, I think I'll say this, that, you know, I had a good job and it did pay me good money and it took me a long time to get. I didn't get my quote unquote great paying dream job till I was 40. And even after I had it for about 5 years, I quit because I was able to save a good amount of money and I realized that money wasn't what made me happy. Now, some of you guys on there, I read some of the comments or try to read all the comments. And some of you guys have said, you know, my dream is to have a fancy car and to live in a nice condo and have money to spend and so on and so forth. That's awesome. If that's your dream, this financial independence will allow you to do that. But if that's not your dream, find a way that you can make money and find ways that you can save it so that when you're ready to quit the rat race and when you're ready to leave whatever you have and maybe go in a new direction, you can. If some of you have checked out my second channel, you'll know that I'm building an old school bus. It's a 2005 International school bus, a Thomas school bus with an International diesel engine. It's got an old Turbo 6 in there. And I bought it for $6,000, and I'm rebuilding it into an RV. And my total cost with solar and everything else will probably come in at $12,000 or $14,000. But I'm paying for that in cash. And these are savings that I have, and I've planned out my savings. Now, as soon as this bus is built and I get back on the road, I've got to go back to work because I'm going to be burning through all my money. But having done this, now my cost of living is going to be $100 or $200 a month because all I have to do is pay for my registration, my insurance, and diesel fuel to drive me around. And of course, food, you know. But I'll be pretty self-independent. And if I can park this in state parks and other national land, you can park for 29 days without having to move it. And then you have to move it for a day or two, and then you can park it again. So I might be able to live almost free. That's my dream. But having the financial freedom to be able to do what you want when you want is paramount to living a good bachelor lifestyle. You know, when you get to the point in your life where there's the day that you've just are completely fed up with work, or you've had a bad breakup if you're still dating, which, you know, it's going to happen to some of you. Statistically, some of you guys are walking right back onto the dating ranch. But when that happens and you look around and you decide, you know what, I'm not happy anymore and I want to restart. You don't want to have to be tied to a job and tied to a paycheck to be able to go chase your dreams. So when you guys listen to me talking about some of my adventures and some of the things I'm doing, know that I've saved for 20 years to do some of the things I'm doing. And it wasn't easy, and I had to make sacrifices. And depending on what you want out of it, you can live in the moment and enjoy yourself in the moment, but you're going to have to work and kind of prepare for working a very long time if that's the case. But the younger you can make sacrifices, and the younger you can tuck some money away in some wise investments, the better off you're going to be, because whether you're 18 or 25 or 32 or whatever, right now, you're going to blink your eye and you're going to wake up and you're going to be close to 50 like I am. And what you don't want to do is turn around and say, you know, I wish I had more free time, or I wish I had saved more. Or because the worst thing you do if you oversave is you're now incredibly well off and you can screw off and retire early. But if you don't plan ahead like that, the worst thing that can happen is you work until one day you're in the grave. And that is the worst thing that can happen, and that can happen to you because it's happened to many people I know. So guys, I'm going to wrap it up there. Just, you know, look up some financial advice, look up some planning. Not all of you have the same opportunities. I know some of you are in countries where there may not be a market to invest in. And the best way you can save is by shoving your cash into a metal can and burying it in your backyard. I mean, I'm being a bit facetious, but you understand what I'm saying. Even so, if you continue to earn money and you continue to save money as best you can and as much as you can, other opportunities are going to come your way to better yourself. And as long as you're in a position to do that, everything will be all right. Guys, if you want to support my work, links are below. Please like, comment, and share. I always like to hear what you guys have to say on my content. And the more that you like and share, the more this word will get out for other guys out there that can join us in the manosphere and be happy. I'm Joker. This is Better Bachelor. We'll talk to you soon. ¶¶